This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. A search and rescue mission is underway at this hour, 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, for a tourist submarine. CBS's Vicki Barker.
OceanGate provides submersibles for film shoots, scientific research, and expeditions, including one to the wreck of the Titanic, which costs $250,000 to join. Now, one of those submersibles has gone missing, and a massive search is underway in the Atlantic for the vessel and its crew.
Tens of millions of people in the U.S. are withering under brutal heat.
Excessive heat warnings and advisories are posted from New Mexico to southern Mississippi. Some places could see heat indexes approaching 120 degrees. George Rodriguez is a farm worker in sweltering Santa Rosa, Texas.
We take a little rest once in a while, go in the shade and take a break and come back, and that's the way we work.
The brutal heat in the American Southwest and Deep South could last most of this week. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Beijing today with Chinese President Xi Jinping for high-stakes talks aimed at keeping the relationship between the two superpowers from further deteriorating.
We both agree on the need to stabilize our relationship.
CBS's Olivia Guzis reports the secretary said the discussion was candid and constructive.
Blinken said China had agreed to increase the number of direct flights between the countries and potentially establish a working group on fentanyl precursor chemicals. But an important communications channel remains closed. The Chinese declined to reestablish military-to-military channels, an important objective of the secretary's trip, and what many say is essential to maintaining peaceful and stable relations in the region.
A judge has imposed tough rules for the handling of evidence in the federal criminal prosecution of former President Trump, rules that mean Trump won't be able to share or post some of the materials in his case. More on that from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
A new court order from Florida federal magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart restricts the handling of the materials, the evidence shared by the Justice Department with Donald Trump's defense team. Under the order, Donald Trump cannot retain copies of the materials provided in this case and can only review the materials under the direct supervision of his lawyers or a member of his lawyer's staff.
The president's continuing his travels as he tries to persuade Americans he deserves a second term. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Today, President Biden heads to Palo Alto, California to tour coastal wetlands and tout his administration's investments in climate commitments. This week, the Biden administration is launching a $575 million climate resistance regional challenge aimed at helping communities become better able to withstand extreme weather and other impacts of climate change.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A person is dead after being shot by law enforcement in Vernon County Friday night. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said that two Vernon County Sheriff's deputies were sent to a home near Genoa when they noticed someone leaving in a car. After stopping the car, the person tried to drive away from the deputies, with one of them hanging on to the side of the vehicle. The other deputy then shot and killed the person trying to get away, according to a release. The shooting is under investigation. This weekend, the Republican Party of Wisconsin held its state convention in La Crosse. Notable speakers included Senator Ron Johnson and Representative Derek Van Orden. Delegates supported a resolution to enforce Wisconsin's abortion ban, which was written into statute in 1849. Johnson suggested that a referendum should be held on the issue to see what the state's residents want to happen. And Enbridge has 3 years to close parts of its oil pipeline across parts of the Bad River Reservation. A federal judge made the ruling citing environmental risks and also ordered the company to pay the tribe over $5 million. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Watts, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Watts today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, Mr. Evan Preston, on this Monday, June 19th, 2023. Glad to have you along in on hour number two. Evan, great guest, Julie Underwood, hour number one. Great. I love that.
Oh, that was fantastic. And we must have her back. We barely scratched the surface.
I know.
There's so much.
I know. That's what I love about having the opportunity to host this show every afternoon. There's somebody who knows her facts, right? I mean, we're not talking about, well, I feel this way or it could be. I mean, here's somebody that has the receipts, as the kids say.
And apparently we need them.
Right?
You know, badly. Right. We need to show people what's going on.
If we just take out the screeching and the yelling and the name calling and just look at the facts, We can understand what's really happening here, and that is that public schools are still coming up short in terms of the dollars needed. And this is something that is, as Julie Underwood pointed out there, if you go into local communities, I mean, my goodness, what better example than my neck of the woods where I'm from in southwest Wisconsin. We had the game on Civic Media last week on WRCL. Phil Nee and Henry Bray called a high school baseball state championship game. Ithaca, Wisconsin is a little unincorporated town. Most people would say in the middle of nowhere. My parents both taught there. My dad coached wrestling there. It's very important to me. But one of those places where if you drive through and you blink, you'll miss it. There's a high school, there's a bar and a church and some houses. And that's it on Highway 58. But that school, Ithaca School District, is the community one of the only school districts left that have a community fair every year, a school fair every year. Ithaca, Wisconsin played in the state championship baseball, were down 7 runs and came back and won it 8-7 in a walk-off hit. I mean, and we had it here at RCL on Southwest Wisconsin Civic Media. The point is that school district is the community. And if we don't take care of our school districts, many of our rural communities will disappear. And what I just, it's unbelievable to me that the Republican legislators either don't understand that, or in Howard Markline's case in Southwest Wisconsin, who happens to be the chair of the Joint Finance Committee, he does understand it and he doesn't care. And that's a great example of someone, of people who will vote for their school district in Southwest Wisconsin, but yet keep returning people like Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz back to the Joint Finance Committee to cut their education funds. And of course, if they were here, they'd probably say, well, we're giving an unprecedented amount of money to public education. But if you look at the facts, as Julie Underwood just did, you find out that the majority of our tax money is going to the public or the private schools. And look, I have no problem with having private schools exist in the state. What I have a problem with is public education not being funded at the same level.
And it seems disingenuous when the amount that's being given to the voucher programs, these other programs, would cover the needs of our public institutions.
Exactly.
She made that pretty clear. Yeah.
Great guest. We'll have her back. Julie Underwood, the co-founder of the Wisconsin Public Education Network and former dean of the University of Wisconsin-Madison College of Education. We thank her for being here. Thank you for your calls. Speaking of, let's give away some Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets. Speaking of baseball, we have four tickets in our hot little hands. Well, actually, they're electronic. You cannot have one in the last 30 days, and you have to have a smartphone, a cell phone, because the tickets are electronic. If you meet those requirements... Here's the question. This is for Wednesday's game. Wednesday's game at 1:10 in the afternoon for the game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Four tickets for Wednesday's game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The date is the 21st of June at 1:10 p.m. If you know the answer to this question, who is this famous Milwaukee Brewer? He was an American professional baseball right fielder. He played 23 seasons in Major League Baseball from 1954 to 1976. Considered one of the greatest baseball players in history. Spent 21 seasons with the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves in the National League. And two seasons with the Milwaukee Brewers in the American League. At the time of his retirement, this player held the most games key career power hitting records. He broke the long-standing Major League Baseball record for home runs held by Babe Ruth and remained the career leader for 33 years. Who is he? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. First caller with the right answer wins. 844-967-2789. 2789. The phones are lighting up. Mr. Preston, we'll take them in order and put them put you on the air with us. Who is this Milwaukee Brewer who held most of the game's key career power hitting records at his retirement and broke the long-standing Major League record for home runs held by Babe Ruth and remained the career leader for 33 years? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. All the lines are lighting up. I love this. This is fantastic. Let's go to the first one. Madison, is it Madison or Waukesha was the first one, Mr. Preston?
Waukesha.
Waukesha. All right, let's go to Don in Waukesha. You are first, sir. What say you?
I can't hear you, but the answer is Hank Aaron.
I'm
very happy to have his autograph and saw him many times in my life.
Wow, you have his autograph, huh?
Yes, I do.
That is amazing. All right, stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. Put you on hold, Don.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your Ethel,
calm hey, down.
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and demand on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock across the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can listen to us each and every day on the Civic Media app if you haven't downloaded it. Now's a great time to do it. We upgraded the Civic Media app for the Android folks. I have a cell or a, yes, I do have a cell phone. I have an Apple device, an iPhone.
Me and you both, buddy.
And we got the iPhone users usually are get the second chance here, but this time they upgraded the iPhone first. So I got the new version of the app, and now over the weekend, the Android version is also available. So would invite you all, if you have got the app already, update it. If you haven't gotten it, now is a perfect time to do it. Try it out. It looks fantastic. Just go to your app store, type in CIVIC, as in civics class for Civic Media, CIVIC, Civic Media. It'll come up. You'll see the CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. You'll download it. It is free, gratis, no dinero. Won't cost you a thing. You can download that, and you can take our show and all the great programming of the Civic Media Radio Network along with you wherever you go each and every day. Congratulations once again to Don. Was it Waukesha, Mr. Preston? Is that where he
That's
was from?
Correct. Yep.
All right, very good. Waukesha listening to us down there on the Shaw in Waukesha, WAUK, 540 AM and 101 FM down there in Waukesha, Milwaukee. Congratulations to Don. Knew the right answer was Hank Aaron. To our Brewers trivia question. Don't forget, you can listen to the Milwaukee Brewers all season long on our two flagship stations if you're in the south, or pardon me, yes, the southwest part of the state. It's our home station, WRCE, in Richland Center News from the center, AM 1450 and FM 105, pardon me, 107.7. And if you're in the Fox Valley, it is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Big 1100 on the AM side, and FM 98.3. Listen to the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network all season long on those two fine Civic Media stations. Today happens to be June 19th, and want to get into this half hour, Juneteenth. I think a lot of people still haven't maybe even heard of it, don't know what it is. Want to delve into Juneteenth a little bit this half hour. Invite your phone calls as well, as always. And want to get into the irony of this happening. The day after the Republican Party of Wisconsin wrapped up their state convention in La Crosse. Incidentally, if you hadn't heard, a convention that we tried to attend. Just as we did the Democratic state convention the previous weekend in Green Bay to set up a table to say, hey, here's who we are. We'd love to have you give us a chance and listen. Also wanted to cover the thing from a news angle. Republican Party of Wisconsin sent back our check and said we weren't welcome to attend. So we're relying on other fine journalists like from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and WisPolitics and others to bring you actually what happened. But first of all, I want to get into Juneteenth. And by the way, if you want to weigh in, as always, we invite your phone calls, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, or we can make it easy. It's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. So what? A little back. You know, I'm a middle-aged white dude talking about Juneteenth, which seems a little uncomfortable to me. But I think it's our obligation, whoever we are, to talk about what's going on in the news. Juneteenth. It's a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Deriving the name from combining June and 19th, celebrated on the anniversary of the order by Major General Gordon Granger, proclaiming freedom for enslaved people in Texas on June 19th, 1865. 2.5 years, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. It originated in Galveston, Texas. Juneteenth has since been observed annually in various parts of the U.S. It's the history that I love about this. Well, not all the history, obviously, but the history of perseverance, of overcoming. And in a country where we're still trying to achieve the ideals for which we say we stand and have work to go, work to do, it's important to stop and commemorate and say, look, things can and do get better with the help of a unified country, or at least with the majority of the help of a lot of country. And I know there are people out there, believe me, I've met them, who say, well, where did this come from? Where did this come from? It's just a liberal, you know, holiday made up. Well, you want to know where it came from? The earliest Juneteenth celebrations date back to 1866. 1866. You know what they were? They first started in church-centered community gatherings in Texas. They started in church. How about that? Because I know it's hard for some people to understand, but, you know, as someone who was raised in a Christian church, the ideals of Christianity are actually equality and that loving everyone.
All the good things we talk about.
Right. And unfortunately, those ideals have been bastardized over time by man-made or person-made denominational offshoots. Juneteenth started in churches, then spread across the South and became more commercialized in the 1920s and 30s, often centering around food festivals. Wasn't until 2021 that President Joe Biden signed it into law and made it a federal holiday. Think about that.
It wasn't even sort of proposed to be, you know, recognized as a federal holiday until the late 90s, I think.
Yeah. It took a long time coming, right? It's considered the longest running African American holiday. It's been called America's Second Independence Day, usually celebrated the third Saturday of every June. In many places, Juneteenth has become a municipal holiday. And as Evan pointed out, now a federal holiday. Here's the history on this. And this is the, I mean, I like learning things, right? That I didn't know before. It's always, I kind of knew this, but preparing for the show, I went back and made sure I knew, or at least got the facts. Here's the history. On September 22nd, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln announced that the Emancipation Proclamation would go into effect on January 1st, 1863, promising freedom to enslaved people in all of the rebellious parts of the Southern states, the Confederacy. Texas was included in the Confederacy, but not federally held territories such as Delaware, Maryland, and West Virginia. Enforcement of the proclamation generally relied upon the advance of Union troops. And since Texas was the most remote state of the former Confederacy, had seen an expansion of slavery because of the presence of Union troops was low as the American Civil War ended. Thus, the enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation had been slow and inconsistent prior to Granger's order. Although the Emancipation Proclamation declared an end to slavery in the Confederate states, it did not end slavery in the states that remained in the Union. For a short while after the fall of the Confederacy, slavery remained legal in two of the Union border states, Delaware and Kentucky. Those enslaved peoples were freed with the ratification of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which abolished, quote-unquote, chattel slavery nationwide on December 6, 1865. So why the irony? Why the irony that's coming the day after the Republican convention? The irony is this. Abraham Lincoln was the first person elected president under the Republican Party banner. Held up, I believe, as the greatest president in American history. Kept the Union together through civil war, signed the Emancipation Proclamation, and maybe even bigger than that, was one of the most skilled politicians in our nation's history. Because he could have left it at the Emancipation Proclamation. That was it. Because due to Lincoln's reelection, a lot of the Democrats in the country and Congress were defeated. You had an incoming Republican majority in the next Congress. Remember, it took a while in those days for the new Congress to be seated. Lincoln could have left it at that, but he said no. I'm afraid that once we readmit the Confederate states into the Union, they may somehow defeat the 13th Amendment. And so he pushed it through using every political skill he had, and some that might have been borderline illegal. But he insisted that the 13th Amendment be ratified before the end of the Civil War. And who led that charge in Congress? The radical Republicans. And the radical Republicans at the time, the reason they were called radical, or amongst one of the reasons, was because they weren't just satisfied with emancipating slaves. They had the audacity to suggest that at some point in this nation's future, black people should be allowed suffrage and the right to vote. And even more radical than letting a black man vote in those days was the idea that women, both black and white, would be allowed to vote as well, which many Democrats found appalling. And moderate Republicans did as well. But the radical Republicans felt that equality and equity, or at least the advancement toward it, was essential for this country to survive and thrive. And so under the leadership of Abraham Lincoln and the radical Republicans, the 13th Amendment was ratified, ensuring that all people, both those in the Confederacy and not, would not be slaves and would be freed. It was the advancement of rights to everyone. It was the precursor to allow more people to vote. And here's the irony. This weekend, at the Republican State Convention of Wisconsin in La Crosse, they took up a resolution to tamp down voting rights for college kids in the state of Wisconsin. I got it right in front of me. And when we come back, we'll discuss it. And we'll take your phone calls. Why are the Republicans of today hijacking a label? Because quite frankly, as a former Republican myself who left the party in 2011, the Republican Party I just talked about, the Republican Party that fought for broader rights for voting and equality, is no more. Rest in peace, GOP. You were born in Wisconsin, and now you have died in Wisconsin. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Tell me what you think, 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. A search is underway at this hour for a small submarine that was taking people to see the wreck of the Titanic hundreds of miles off the coast of Massachusetts. The BBC's Nomia Iqbal.
The operating company Ocean Gate Expedition says it's exploring all options to bring the crew on the submersible back to safety. The Boston Coast Guard has told the BBC it's leading the search operation.
Parts of the American South are caught in the grip of a punishing heat wave. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
Our temperature's well above 100 degrees, and then you factor in the humidity, that's giving us heat advisories anywhere from New Mexico all the way into Louisiana.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing today, says CBS's Olivia Gazis.
He achieved only minor diplomatic agreements, telling reporters in Beijing progress is hard. Blinken said China had agreed to increase the number of direct flights between the countries and potentially establish a working group on fentanyl precursor chemicals.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A person is dead after being shot by law enforcement in Vernon County on Friday night. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said that two Vernon County Sheriff's deputies were sent to a home near Genoa when they noticed someone leaving in a car. After stopping the car, the person tried to drive away from the deputies, with one of them hanging on to the side of the vehicle. That's when the other deputy shot and killed the person trying to get away, according to a release. The shooting is under investigation. A man was arrested after a drive-by shooting in La Crosse Saturday morning. The La Crosse Police Department said 31-year-old DeAndrew Grant is accused of shooting six people just after 2 a.m. on 3rd Street Saturday. He is being recommended for six charges of attempted reckless homicide with the use of a dangerous weapon. And this weekend, the Republican Party of Wisconsin held its state convention in La Crosse. Notable speakers included Senator Ron Johnson and Representative Derek Van Orden. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising.
This incredible offer ends June 30th.
Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 on a Monday afternoon, Juneteenth. It is the 19th of June, 2023, along with Mr. Evan Preston, our engineer and producer this fine day. We welcome you back to the show. If you'd like to call in what we're talking about Juneteenth and the irony of the Republican Party, or at least the party that claims that title today, in terms of voting rights, in terms of equality, something that the party used, the founding of the party was literally built on equality and more voting rights. And I have in my hot little hands the 2023 Republican Party of Wisconsin proposed resolutions recommended by the Resolutions Committee on May 20th, 2023 of this year. And let me tell you, I'm going to explain in a second why that's important. Let me invite your calls, 844-967-2789. Do you think that legal college kids, 18 years or older, citizens of the United States, eligible to vote under Wisconsin law currently, do you think that college kids should be allowed to vote on college campuses where they're going to school? Or do you think that they should have to vote absentee or return home to vote? I mean, this is straight out of the Bible. You know, I mean, Jesus's parents had to return to Nazareth for a census and to vote or whatever. I mean, going back to biblical times here? I don't know. Do you think that college kids should be able to vote legally in the campuses where they're a student at? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Mr. Preston will take your calls, and we'll put you on in just a second. Here's why this is important. Where it says in the Republican Party of Wisconsin proposed resolutions, it says recommended by the resolutions committee. All right? As I've said before on the show, I was a Republican for 30 years. I left the party in 2011 over voter rights. Here's how this works, or at least it did when I was in the Republican Party for years. Because Republicans are going to say, well, we tabled that resolution, Todd. We didn't pass it, which is true. But here's the thing. In order for this resolution to make it to the convention floor, it had to be passed by the resolutions committee, not just passed, quote unquote, recommended. I'm reading from their own document, recommended by the resolution committee. Only the highest party leaders of the Republican Party vote on this stuff. Longtime chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin Resolutions Committee, Walter Baltz from La Crosse, was an icon in the Republican Party. Smoked a big cigar, pro-Second Amendment guy, knew him well, Walter Baltz. He ruled the Resolutions Committee with an iron fist. Nothing got to the Resolutions Committee that Walter Baltz didn't want or wanted on the floor. And 90% of those things passed. This resolution, and let me read you the language. It says, whereas students come to our local communities and stay temporarily during the school year, and students return to their parents' home address during breaks to receive mail at their address, and whereas students who arrive at college campuses in the fall are immediately campaigned by Democrats and are repeatedly told by faculty and other students who they should vote for, and now, therefore, be it resolved that the Republican Party of Wisconsin in caucus assembled demands that all election laws be followed and only eligible voters be allowed to vote, and that students, all in capital letters, students shall vote by absentee ballot at the polling place assigned to their permanent home address, not a temporary college address, and be it further resolved that all colleges and universities will follow all laws and strict guidelines as laid out by the Wisconsin State Legislature and show through audits, that proper training procedure has been followed. In other words, the Republicans in the legislature want to start auditing college campuses to ensure that they're not letting, and also municipalities, you'd assume, to make sure they're not letting college kids vote where they go to school. What say you? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. Let's go to the phones. Mark in the sack. What say you across Wisconsin? Mark, 1 second here. Hang on, Mark. You weren't on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're probably getting their mail there on campus if they're living in the dorms. If they're living off campus in an apartment, then they're actually paying rent to a facility off campus, and they're paying their electric bill, their utility bill, and paying the service for services within the community that they're currently residing. And I thought the old rule was that you live someplace for 30 days, that's where you vote.
Exactly.
Well, these kids are moving into the campus is like in late August or very early September.
Yep.
So that's where their residence is. And so these Republicans are attempting to relocate them, you know, that then ordering people to vote absentee, they want to make it tougher for the rest of us to vote absentee. So you want to go on a pheasant hunting trip in early November in North Dakota, you can't absentee vote because that's not a valid excuse for them.
Right.
Well, maybe hunting is a valid excuse for the Republicans now. But I mean, it is just ridiculous that they're coming up with this crap. And then it is just so what happens if these cultures, well, they go back to their community and they start voting against Republicans in those communities? And what if there's enough student presence there? Because some of these elections are, you know, fairly narrow margins. You know, it could be, and they start losing elections out in their regions. I mean, that they're at. I mean, it's just, I mean, that you think they'd be happy that, well, here in Dane County, all these students are getting concentrated to vote here in Dane County. You think it's going to change statewide results?
Well,
I mean, it is just
again
asinine.
Mark,
it is just asinine.
I agree with you, Mark.
I mean, it's a violation of the Constitution. I mean, it is
yeah.
simply a violation of the Constitution and probably both the 14th Amendment and Section 2 and violated the spirit, at least, of the Constitution and the right to vote that's enshrined in the Constitution. It takes several amendments to get everybody for 18-year-olds, male and female, to the right to vote. But that's the situation. And the Republicans can suck it up if they don't like it. People have the right to vote. They're a citizen. They have the right to vote.
And remember, Mark, who was it that helped lower the voting age to 18? Remember, in 1943 and 1955, respectively, the Georgia and Kentucky legislatures approved measures to lower the voting age to 18. And get this, Republican President Dwight David Eisenhower, in 1954 State of the Union Address, became the first president to publicly support prohibiting age-based denials of suffrage to those 18 and older. What has happened to the Republican Party, Mark?
I don't know. I think most of these Republicans today, I wonder if they even know which side Wisconsin fought on during the Civil War. And
right.
It's the Civil War, not the war between the damn states.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the Civil War, the mercy that the North showed to the defeated South,
mm.
I mean, reading history, usually when there's a Civil War, the losing side does not turn out very well.
All right.
And in this particular case, that the rebels were eventually taken back into the Union, which probably should not have happened because,
mm-hmm.
you know, within a decade after the end of the Civil War, some of the same people had violated the oath to the Constitution of the United States and joined the South, actually were back in Congress again, voting against equal rights for black Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just that Republican, you know, and I'm no great history scholar, but I picked up enough over the years, and it's been many years now, that actually recognize is that, you know, we had decades there where we were kind of idolizing the lost cause and the brave people of the South. Well, you know, looking back on it now, they rebelled, a lot of them rebelled against the Union, violating their oath to the Constitution and the United States of America.
Yep. I mean, Mark, I appreciate your call. Got to go to the next call. Mark in the sack. Thank you so much, my friend. Always appreciate you, Mark. I really appreciate you. If you'd like to weigh in, should 18-year-olds or any college student in Wisconsin be able to vote as currently is the law, or do you agree with the Wisconsin Republican Party Resolutions Committee who recommended that college students across Wisconsin should not be allowed to vote on their college campus? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go over to Oconomowoc. And Bill, in Oconomowoc, what do you say across Wisconsin?
I say, does Robin Voss ever wonder why somebody poured a beer on his head? Did he have any idea why that happened? Well, guess what, Robin? You know, yeah, I got news for you. You threw a rock at a hornet's nest.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mess around with those people. And when they get a hold of you, man, fly Robin, fly. Because I'll tell you what, he has no idea who he's messing with. College kids will take a buzzsaw to this thing. If you don't believe me, look in Tennessee when the two young people in politics in Tennessee decided to do something. They immediately expelled them from office, and they were back in less than a week with twice the power they had before. That's what's going to happen with this. When I was young, they had the SDS, Students for Democratic Society. Now, they were a little bit too flamboyant, and they got a little bit too wild with some of their destructive nature. But that being said, today, when Madison people... Oh, man, I'd love to run into Robin Voss. I really, really would.
Well, let me... You know, let me, Bill, Bill, just one second. I love the phone call. I'll let you continue on. Let me just, I mean, I love the spirit of your phone call. Let me just make sure that we're clear, particularly in this day and age. I completely disavow and I do not support any sort of physical violence or physical threat to any legislator, either Republican or Democrat. But I understand your passion, what you're saying, metaphorically speaking, that young people are going to come after this. Am I correct? Do we agree on that?
We agree on that. All
right.
No violence.
Right. That's because there are some people out there listening that would come after us and say, well, you're endorsing violence. I don't think either. I know I'm not. I know you're not either. I want to make that clear for people who are listening, but go ahead.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you. The signal's fading. I'll hang up. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate it. I'll count him a walk. His point is well taken. That Robin Voss and the Republican Party in this resolution that they took up, they formally tabled it, but this was passed by the Republican Party of Wisconsin leadership. It was, quote unquote, recommended. I'm looking at their document. That's their words, not mine. Recommended by the Resolutions Committee of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, saying that college students in Wisconsin should not be allowed to vote on their college campus if they're not, if their parents, if their home residence isn't in that community, that they should have to go back to their home community or out of state, wherever they're from, and vote absentee. Let's go to the phones. Annie in Watertown. Annie, what do you say across Wisconsin?
Not that they would consider it at all, but looking at reasoning and precedents and, you know, taking everything into consideration, would... we've got soldiers overseas that aren't living here, and they get to vote.
Great point.
Military academy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Military academy. What about people that vote in November but then go to Florida for 5 months out of the year? Should they be allowed to vote in Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you're going to follow the logic, right, Annie?
Right, but and that's why I prefaced it going, they're not really going to back it up with the logic. Or
right. But I think you're right. I mean, are men and women serving in uniform overseas or at military academies, are they supposed to have to vote absentee? Or are they allowed to vote where they're at? I mean, this is just an absolute assault on voting rights in this country. Annie, I appreciate
it. Consistency is the problem.
Yeah, so very true. Annie in Watertown, thank you for calling in. Really appreciate you giving us a call. What do you feel? Are you with the Republican Party of Wisconsin? Do you think that if you're a college student, you should be not allowed to vote in your college community as it stands under Wisconsin law? Or do you think the Republicans are wrong? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Back with your phone calls and more on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right. 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from the top of the hour when our colleague and friend Matt Flynn will bring his program to you just after the national news headlines and weather. Matt Flynn direct. Great show, great program. Matt Flynn, a former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, as, or if not more important in my book, a lawyer. Been through a lot of trials. You're always going to learn something from Matt. A guy who's, I mean, he is direct, don't get me wrong. And that's what I love about him. He just, he's like, I've seen a lot of stuff. And he doesn't care what people think, he'll just tell it to you direct, but always informative. Matt Flynn direct coming up at just after the news at 3 o'clock. Tune in. You're not going to want to miss it. Then at 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. And at 6 o'clock, the brand new program, another great attorney, Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show at 6. At 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And then at 10 o'clock, tape delayed, Native Roots Radio with Robert Pyle. Got to meet Robert a couple weeks ago in person. Really fantastic dude, smart, and also really funny. A really, really interesting guy, Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio, tape delay tonight at 10 o'clock. Going to be a great rest of your afternoon and evening here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to get to this before we go today. Brought it up earlier. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, great article by Lawrence Andrea. Robin Voss, Speaker Voss of the State Assembly, Republican, attacking the UW system even further over this diversity, equity, and inclusion. Basically, it just means that you're going to encourage people who have been marginalized for years to apply for jobs. You know, the radical idea, as we said before on this show, radical Republicans back in the day had this radical notion that black people should be not only free, but God forbid, be able to someday vote. Radical Republicans had this notion at one time that women should be considered equal and have the right to vote. Very radical idea. The current iteration of the party who uses the label of Republican, Robin Voss, now attacking those ideas of equality, equity, and inclusion. And he goes so far over the weekend at the state Republican convention to tweet out, quote, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, is the new religion to the left. They don't go to church on Sunday, but they have no problem using taxpayer dollars to evangelize on every college campus across the state. We have to stop, put our foot down, and not allow it to continue. One of the things that just gets me is the hypocrisy in politics. Attacking people, you know, saying that the left, the Democrats, the progressives in the state, they have a new religion. And then goes so far as to say they don't go to church on Sunday. Again, remember Mr. Voss, Rockin' Robin? Jewish people go to temple on Saturday. Jesus happened to be a Jew. Jesus didn't go to church on Sunday. He went to temple on Saturday. So I don't know, maybe he's anti-Jesus. I don't know. But here's, you know, the hypocrisy to go after Democrats as somehow being not religious enough. Well, I wonder when Robin Voss went to the Wisconsin Republican Women's Prayer Breakfast on Sunday morning. They have those. I wonder how Robin felt going in there. And was he talking about going to church with wife number one? Or wife number two? Or wife number three? Because Robin's on three. I remember when Robin Voss's biggest problem at the Capitol was when he used to walk from the Capitol down State Street to get dinner, and he was followed by this kid called the Segway Boy. Remember the Segway? Evan Preston, our engineer and producer, was spot on, because I couldn't remember the name of it. The Segway was this, like, it was like a scooter thing. It was like a pogo stick with wheels. And it went like a gyroscope, and you got, like, pushed forward, and it was a big thing for a while.
Gyroscopic technology.
That's it. Thank you. Exactly right. And there was this young kid in his early 20s, and he rode the Segway, and he said that he claimed that he was disabled, and so he had to use his Segway, and he got away with it. And he would follow Robin Voss around when he was having an affair with another state legislator and would videotape it. And it really ticked Robin off. And that was his biggest concern. And this is what, I don't make any claims that I'm the most moral religious person out there. I am not. And I am not the most, without fault. What ticks me off is that guys like Robin Voss hide behind religion and Christianity and morality when they better be careful because they're throwing rocks from their own glass house. Remember, one of Robin Voss's estranged wives was the only person to have what was one of two people that actually committed voter fraud in this state. She voted in the election in Wisconsin, and then she went back to Idaho, where her parents were from, and voted again. And Voss got the Republican DA in Racine County to expunge it, and never was reported on after that. These are the people that are leading the party that calls themselves Republican. They're not fighting for equity like Thaddeus Stevens. They're not fighting for inclusion like Abraham Lincoln. They're not fighting for more wide open voting rights like former Republican President Dwight David Eisenhower. They are fighting for small-minded things. Robin Voss is a small colonel. Pop bigger, Robin. Do better. And Republicans, well, they sat there this weekend in La Crosse and passed a resolution endorsing the current ban on abortion in Wisconsin, including if your daughter or granddaughter is raped, they think that she should have to have the baby. That's the party. And you want to know why Republicans are losing elections? Because they are marginalizing themselves. They are betraying the good men and women of this state who for years have voted for people like Tommy Thompson, and now this iteration of the party is nothing like Tommy. It is not Tommy Thompson's Republican Party anymore. And that is why Republicans are nervous about 2024, as well they should be. Great show today. Great callers, everybody. I really appreciate everybody being on the lines today. We'll be back tomorrow with another program. We appreciate fabulous guests in hour number one, Julie Underwood, founder of the Wisconsin Public Education Network, former dean of the UW-Madison College of Education. Really great thoughts. Remember, if you want to get more information, go to wisconsinnetwork.org. That's Wisconsin spelled out, wisconsinnetwork.org. You can get more information on how you can help Wisconsin public education in the state. Thanks to her. Thanks to all of our callers, to our engineer and producer, Mr. Evan Preston. Always a great job, Evan. We appreciate you being with us today. And, of course, each and every one of you for listening. You folks are outstanding, and it's why we come here today. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up, everybody, because your day will come. I'm Todd Albo. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging on your drum. Matt Flynn is next.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.